are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. How y'all do it? I kind of had a rough morning. I barely got to the studio on time. Barely. You know, I like to do hair and makeup before the show. I know you all think I just sit here in my pajamas, but no, I really do hair and makeup. I'm actually right now wearing a beautiful long chiffon gown. I look good, don't I? I just want to dress up for you guys, you know? Doing the show is kind of exciting, but the big problem I had was my deodorant today. I didn't realize that I was on the last click. Now, you all know what happens on that last click. I don't know, maybe I need to switch brands, but when I did the last click to open it up, I guess the piece popped out and fell on the floor. Now, I'm not a germaphobe, but there's no way I'm going to pick up a piece of deodorant that's on the floor and apply it to my underarms. But I didn't have any other deodorant. I got to run to Target today. I'm really, really behind. So I didn't know what to do. I was in a dilemma. And so then I was trying to figure out natural alternatives for deodorant because you really don't want to sweat in chiffon. And I guess somebody suggested you could actually put Listerine under your armpits if you're out of deodorant. I don't think I could do that because, you know, I get razor rash. I'm sorry. I got to be honest with y'all, okay? If it's too graphic, my apologies. But, you know, you get razor rash and razor burn. I think Listerine would hurt. Then somebody said you could mix baking soda and coconut oil. Well, I don't have baking soda and I don't have coconut oil. So all I have, because, you know, we're prepping for the Super Bowl, is some French onion dip. Hey, come on, I'm trying to do this with a straight face. So I got some French onion dip on there. Oh, come on. You know what? I almost got through it. I almost got through the monologue. All right, here we are on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. We got Super Bowl tomorrow. I cannot wait. I cannot wait. So, of course, we got our longly awaited, am I using that adverb inappropriately? Long awaited picks, the Dr. Dahlia Super Bowl pick. I know you are all waiting. You all have your pencils ready. So we're going to do that. Also, this is the one segment everybody hates that I do every year, but we're going to do it. It's your healthy Super Bowl snack segment. I know you hate it, but look, we got to do it. I mean, I'm a doctor's show. Yeah. you think I want to swap Super Bowl food for healthy snacks, really, but I got to do it. So we're going to sit through this together. We're going to just get through it together. I'm also going to compare some of what we eat to the amount of calories you need to burn off. We're also going to hit a lot of highlights that we talked about this week. Gosh, we had nuclear leak and Alzheimer's test and the Komen for the Cure Planned Parenthood. We're just going to recap some of this week's stories. But what's the most fascinating on the show isn't my content. I know you all think I'm the most fascinating, but it's really not me. It's you. You guys make the show. So please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Oh, and good news, guys, on my website. I know I'm really working on that website, okay? I'm not very computer savvy. We finally have the live stream of the Dr. Dahlia Show 24/7. So if you miss any of my shows, and I do 16 hours a week, you know that 16 hours of the Dr. Dahlia Show, it plays 24/7. So you get Dr. Dahlia here, you get Dr. Dahlia there, you get Dr. Dahlia everywhere. I mean, yeah. Oh, yeah, Nevada caucus today. Yeah, Nevada caucus today. I know. Yeah, big day. So a lot to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALIA. Okay, without further ado, I know you all are ready to run to make your Super Bowl picks, but you wanted to hear what I came up with first. Okay, and thank you all. Hey, I've been right almost all the time. Okay, so we're looking at the Patriots and we're looking at the New York Giants. Now, you all know that I picked the Giants during the championships, playoffs, because I thought that they protected their groin the best. And for those of you that have been following my show for the last 3 years, you know that if I look at the NFL injury report, of all the injuries, whether it's shoulder, ankle, foot, concussion, etc., I think the most devastating to a team is the groin injury. And I had felt that the New York Giants
would supersede the San Francisco 49ers because they're very protective of the groin. You know, New Yorkers, they love to kind of grab themselves a lot. And so, you know, and I am a Giants fan. And so they did pretty, pretty well. Okay, but now we have a little problem. Okay, if you go to the NFL website, the official NFL website, they don't have injuries to report on there. All right, so this week I was floundering trying to give my preliminary Super Bowl pick, but I did find a couple injury reports for the Patriots and for the 49 and for the Giants. Okay, now I guess Bradshaw hurt his ankle, and so we're really worried about that. Running back, we've been looking at the Patriots here with their somebody hurt their thumb, but no new groin injury. So what do we do? Okay, we are trying to pick the Super Bowl pick here, and there's no groin injuries lately. Now, Dan Connolly had a groin issue earlier in the season, but this is what I found to happen. Despite that devastating, okay, mark on the Patriots Super Bowl record, they have done phenomenally well. I mean, they beat the Ravens. They have gone up to this point with Dan Connolly and his groin pulling down the whole team. So if I had to use all my medical expertise, and we're talking years of medical expertise and science and womanly intuition and matching the stars up with my period, I would have to say, why can't I do this without giggling? I would have to say, and again, as much as I want the Giants to win, as much as I'm a Giants fan, my husband's family is all from New York, they're going to get mad at me with this one. If the Patriots could do as well as they did with Dan's groin, these guys are super football players. And if we had to put our money on somebody, I'd have to say the Patriots. Okay? Honestly, guys, it's in the science. You really can't argue with that. I know. Listen, though, I know I rooted for the Giants just 2 weeks ago. There's nothing we could do. I mean, we're talking about money. I don't know how much we're going to put on the Super Bowl. I don't know, maybe $10. You know, it's been a rough year, but we'll put something down. But no, honestly, I mean, I think the Patriots have played amazingly well despite groins. Maybe they're groin injury resistant. Maybe they have super groins. I don't know, but the groins have it. Patriots are going to win this one. All right, guys, when we come back, your exercise equivalent to what you're going to pig out on tomorrow on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super Super Winter Special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
When's the last time you had a chance to buy a ticket to paradise? Listen up for a truly once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Imagine the ultimate bug-out safe home, surrounded by incredible lush, fertile land, filled with fruit trees, coffee farm, fresh air, wildlife, and gorgeous views of the Pacific Coast. And you could win it for only $200. Yes, a Costa Rican family of four is raffling off their $400,000 home for only $200 per ticket. The winner scores a 2,000-square-foot, three-bedroom, two-bath house, two-car garage with bodega, guest house, nearly 3 acres of fertile coffee farmland, and a 1978 diesel Toyota Land Cruiser. All for only $200 per raffle ticket. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold. Hurry, raffle ends April 30th, 2012. For complete details, visit CostaRicaRaffle.com. That's CostaRicaRaffle.com. Get your ticket to paradise today at CostaRicaRaffle.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in, taking your calls, your questions, your comments. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, this is probably one of the worst segments my show ever does. It's not the most highly rated, right? People get mad, but we have to do it, okay? Again, I'm a health show. I can't just talk about my underarms, you know, 16 hours a week. So here we go. How much exercise would it take to burn off Super Bowl snacks? Now, earlier in the week, there was a great one. I think it was from Washington Post that, it enlightened me to a variety of Super Bowl snacks I didn't even realize existed. Like, I guess there's fried macaroni and cheese balls. Did you guys know that? You can make macaroni and cheese into a ball, fry it up. They said three of them, you'd have to, I guess, run across the football field 250 times to burn those off. My mouth started watering when I heard about those. So this is going to be a different source, okay? This one looks a little bit more practical, even if you aren't going to be watching the Super Bowl. They say a single tortilla chip topped with 7-layer dip. So if you stick your tortilla
in a seven-layer dip, they say to burn those calories, you would have to go 9.5 minutes climbing the stadium stairs. I mean, so for 10 minutes, you would have to climb the stadium stairs. Okay, I would be out of breath. I'd probably need to eat more dip just to get through it. But they say the guacamole, sour cream, veggies, cheese, 60 to 70 calories per ounce. And 22 calories for just a chip. So they say maybe use lighter baked chips, switch to salsa. Oh, come on, really? Salsa is no swap for guacamole, please. They say a single Ritz cracker with Cheese Whiz, you would have to perform for 13 minutes in a marching band. And we're not talking piccolo, we're talking carrying the tuba. Just to burn off that single Ritz cracker with Cheese Whiz. They say avoid the cracker altogether, just pour the Cheese Whiz in your mouth. No, they say avoid the cracker altogether and cut up small squares of low-fat cheese, please. All right, let's say the wife is making lasagna for you and all your friends. They say a nice size helping of meat lasagna, if you eat that, okay, which could be about 700 calories, you'd have to run 89 football fields to burn that off. This comes from thefamilydoctor.com. All right, now two handfuls of potato chips. Okay, now that's not even including the French onion dip. If you want to burn off two handfuls of potato chips, you'd have to run 45 football fields to burn off the 300 calories. And they say two tablespoons of onion dip is 60 calories. So that's not good. All right, two pieces of pizza. If you want to burn off two slices of pizza, they aren't saying what kind. I'm assuming cheese. You'd have to do the wave 1,100 times. You'd have to stand up and do the wave to burn off those two pieces of pizza. I know this is really blowing it for us. It's ruining our whole Super Bowl weekend. Okay, if you eat a handful of beer nuts, you'd have to do 21 minutes of cheerleading. 21 minutes. I would probably burn all those calories just trying to fit into a cheerleading outfit. You know, women trying to get dressed, you really work up a sweat. All right, one nacho chip, they say, with all the fixings, you would have to do 9 minutes of a football training camp. So if you have nacho cheese and the chicken and all that, or the tortilla meat, okay, not good. 9 minutes of football training camp. One cup of chili. Now, we're talking a cup. We're not talking bowl. We're talking cup of chili. You'd have to do 149 touchdown dances in the end zone. You know, doing the dance. Doing the dance. You'd have to do that 149 times. That I could do. I could dance during the Super Bowl. I mean, Madonna's going to be doing the Super Bowl halftime show. So I could dance to that. Okay. One fried chicken drumstick. You would have to burn off that chicken drumstick fried. You'd have to play pro football for 13 minutes. Yeah. Now, don't some football players sit on the bench? I could do that. All right. One double stuffed Oreo. If you eat just one, you would have to, they say, do pro football coaching for 15 minutes and probably the losing side coaching for 15 minutes. Okay. I know. It really turns you off, doesn't it? Okay. So what does Fox? Now, Fox comes in, and honestly, it looks almost identical to last year. But this came out this week. It actually came out today. 9 Super Bowl snacks made healthy. All right. You know what they said that you could do? You could make lemon drop chicken wings. I know we'd prefer the lemon drop, but you need your protein. They say you use vodka. Oh, I can't tell you to do this. They say vodka, lemon juice, sugar, olive oil, and chicken wings. You spike your chicken wings, and those you could actually, for three wings, 173 calories. But I'm not supposed to bring up alcohol. I could get fired. So, all right. But anyway, this comes from Fox. Read it. All right. Warm spinach artichoke dip. All right. You get your spinach and your beans. Be careful not to put too much cheese. They say having about a teaspoon of that, 59 calories. You don't eat a teaspoon of this. Okay. White bean dip. They say mashing the white, I don't tolerate beans too well. Mashing the white beans creates a creamy consistency as sour cream based, oh, there's no way. No way. Zucchini fries. Oh, come on. There is no way a zucchini fry even resembles a real fry. They say you'll get your vitamin C. Oh my gosh. Artichoke dip. Okay. Artichoke dip I like. Okay, you get 25% of your daily calcium if done right. Use artichoke hearts, mayonnaise, light cream cheese, Parmesan cheese, mozzarella cheese, garlic, all right? Mini turkey burgers with gorgonzola. Do you guys remember that last year? I swear we talked about gorgonzola cheese on your turkey burgers. They say you could get the calories down to 169 for something like that. Then they say smoky chicken fingers with honey mustard dip. That sounds yummy. 190 calories. They say beef and beer chili. Ooh, that sounds good. You could cook it in 40 minutes. Onion, bell pepper, ground beef, beer. And then my favorite, fudgy chocolate brownies, but it has to be unsweetened cocoa. I know you all are just going to run down to Vons or Albertsons or Ralph's or Alpha Beta, whatever's in your city, to get food fresh and easy. I know. But you know what? Look, okay, we had to do it. There. Is the segment over? Okay, good. Whew. All right. I did my deed. Healthy Super Bowl snacks. Now, it was really, really interesting. They were talking about the double dipping. Now, you guys remember on Seinfeld when George double dipped his chip and it made that whole concept of double dipping famous? Okay. Well, yeah, remember, I guess he was at a bris and he was double dipping something in the chicken liver. I don't remember. But anyway, he, you know, took a bite, and then after he took a bite of the chip, the bit chip went right back into the food. And so he got caught on that. You're supposed to either flip the chip or you should actually put the dip on your plate. Well, food science professor Dr. Paul Dawson from Clemson University found that a single double dip, all right, could introduce at least 1,000 bacterial organisms per milliliter into your salsa and other dips. Now, I know we think salsa kills everything, you know, because of the tomato and because of the acid and all that, but no, it doesn't. Just because something's spicy, it doesn't kill bacteria. They say dips are typically served like to 50 milliliter bowls, etc. So a whole bowl could contain 50 to 100,000 bacterial organisms, right? But keep in mind, okay, these things replicate fast. They say bacterial populations can double every 25 minutes. So if the Super Bowl is about a 3-4 hour experience, right, and people double dipped, you got Uncle Joe's bacteria. If it doubled every 25 minutes, you could just calculate how much bacteria then you're getting from the double dip. So you need to be careful, okay? I know, pretty disgusting. It really kind of turns you off. Right? I we were talking about diets and how the Hollywood stars stay slim. And, you know, Demi Moore had ended up in the hospital, I believe, last week because she was doing whippets with the whipped cream. And they disclosed what her daily diet is. And, you know, Demi Moore, she looks like Skeletor. I mean, she's so skinny. Well, her daily diet is a Red Bull for breakfast, a Red Bull for lunch, a Red Bull for dinner. Maybe a slice of lettuce and maybe a teaspoon of tuna. That's what she eats per day. Look how unhealthy that is. No wonder she's hospitalized. I mean, true, the nitrous oxide probably put her over the top. But, you know, no. I know the teenagers are like, oh, my God, I could lose weight with Red Bull. No, that's not the point. The point is we treat our bodies worse than we treat our cars. Our cars we treat better than our bodies, right? You clean the car, you change the oil, you put gas. Right? You may go for the unleaded, right? You may not go for the premium. You may go for the cheaper gas. I do, you know, but still, you at least put gas in your car. Well, Red Bull and these caffeinated drinks, they're not gas. Okay? You need to put good, healthy food. Let your body run appropriately. Okay. When we come back, I want to talk about if you have colon cancer in the family and you drink alcohol, that may be a bad mix. I also want to talk about what happened with Planned Parenthood this week and what an absolute crucifixion it was on Komen for the Cure. Absolutely, frightening what happened. And then I guess social media is more addictive than booze and cigarettes. They're saying how we are approaching Facebook and Twitter is far beyond anything they've seen in addiction medicine with alcohol and cigarettes. So when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C? We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. And the answer is, Allie C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Allie C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Allie C.
Hi, folks. Jason Lewis here. Did you know USA Today reports that nearly 20% of parents plan to take a second job to pay bills and support their families? Well, bravo. I applaud responsibility. But I have a far better idea, a way for you to stay home and earn that second income to pay bills or get ahead financially. I recommend starting your own internet-based home business through IncomeAtHome.com. They can help you start earning money fast. No selling soap, no cold calling, and no pressure. No matter your age, education, or experience, you can do this in the comfort of your home. They provide the coaching and they bring potential customers to your home computer. You can literally earn money from your kitchen table. And you know, I recommend IncomeAtHome.com to all of my listeners. So visit IncomeAtHome.com and check out the $1,000 giveaway. That's IncomeAtHome.com. Don't forget to tell them Jason Lewis sent you. That's IncomeAtHome.com, IncomeAtHome.com, IncomeAtHome.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I love my weekend show because I get to review all the headlines and some of the new medical headlines that come out. The problem is because the show's only an hour on the weekend, I mean, I really got to stuff it all in there. I mean, just kind of squeeze in there, you know, like, you know, we had to when we were trying to squeeze into a training bra and we didn't realize that we outgrew it. I mean, that kind of trauma. So we'll do our best. I hope I'm not going too quickly. Okay. A study came out saying if you have anemia
and you end up having a stroke, if you're anemic, you are you have a triple risk of death after stroke. Now, I know when I read these studies, you're like, all right, triple risk, what, three times? What are you talking about here? All right. The point I want to make with some of these stories, all right, and I'm going to go back a little bit. You know, whether we talk about diabetes and hearing loss and, like, prostate cancer was in the news today, they said, or this week, if you are an insomniac and you don't sleep, you have a higher risk of prostate cancer. All right, these numbers where they say you have a triple risk or you have a 50% chance or an 11% chance or et cetera, to me, those numbers were just with the study. Okay, I have a very difficult time extrapolating it to the world population, but I would just look at these studies and get the gist of it. Okay, so in this particular study, anemia. If you're anemic and you end up having a stroke, it's going to be more difficult for you to have a positive outcome because you're anemic. That's what I take from it. Now, anemia, a variety of things cause anemia. Low blood loss, bleeding heavily with periods. If you're menopausal or a male, sometimes you could be anemic. Iron deficient anemic because you're losing blood in your GI tract, either from a stomach ulcer or a colonic issue. You could be anemic because of poor nutrition. You could be anemic because you don't take in a lot of folate, vitamin B12. There's a variety of reasons. You could be anemic because a medication prevents your bone marrow from producing enough blood. But what I get frustrated by is when I diagnose anemia in my patients and they say, especially my ladies, oh, Dr. Dahlia, I've always been anemic. That's just me. That's just me. Well, okay, some of us may be a little on the anemic side. We may have the thalassemia trait, where some of us from our ancestors or from our lineage seem to have different hemoglobin than others, all right? And hemoglobin are the oxygen-carrying capacities of our red blood cells. It kind of makes our blood red, heme. And again, I'm really trying to summarize this quickly. But here's my problem. If you are anemic and you've, quote-unquote, always been anemic, that still doesn't mean to ignore it, okay? What if you're becoming more anemic? You know, you could still, anemic patients can still get an ulcer. They could still get a colon cancer. You know, they could still be nutritionally deficient. They could still have an issue with the medication. So my recommendation is if you are anemic, make sure you're evaluated and try to become unanemic, because we want you during flu season, during a heart attack, during a stroke to be as strong as possible. And anemia makes you weak. Okay. Next in the news, colon cancer. If you have a family history of colon cancer, they're saying you better think twice about drinking. Now, Boston researchers looked at 87,000 women and 47,000 men. Looking back through the nurses' health study and this health professional follow-up study, and they were looking at the incidence of colon cancer versus those that drank maybe 30 or more grams of alcohol per day. And they say those that did were at increased risk of colon cancer. Now, of course, many people that drink, if you think about it, they also eat red meat. They're probably not vegans. And, you know, you really need your folate. You really need your fiber to prevent colon cancer. You need to stay away from the processed meats and the preservative meats. So those are also, I think, a part of it. But, you know, if you think about it, you know, like with Super Bowl tomorrow, I mean, you know, we're going to probably be drinking some beer. We're probably going to be drinking, you know, and I doubt we're really going to be digging into the vegetable dip. You know, you're going to want your burgers. You're going to want your chili. You're going to, you know. So just keep in mind, if you are more at risk for colon cancer, it's just a reminder. Not only do you have to watch your meat intake and go more vegetarian if you could, but cut back on the alcohol, because the alcohol could possibly have an association, make you more vulnerable, make you weak. Okay? All right. Now, let me see. I don't think I want to move yet to the Planned Parenthood story, because I still got a lot more medical news we need to talk about. Okay. So Pfizer and this birth control recall package. Now, I was on Fox News, local Fox 5 this week, and oh my God, I love Fox, but I really made the mistake of crossing my leg the wrong direction where the camera was. So all you really see is my butt. I wore my scrubs. I really should have dressed nicer, but I was running from the office. So I love Fox 5. It's just, I looked absolutely horrible. So please don't look. But anyway, we were talking about this recall of birth control pills. And you guys heard about this. What had happened is, with your regular birth control package, you have your usually a 28-pill package. You have the hormones, the estrogen and the progesterone combo for the first 3 weeks. Then you have the dummy pills, the inert sugar pills, such that You don't have to stop and go, okay, wait a second, I need to be off the pill to get my period. You can just take a pill every day, and the inert pills will be inert, so you could still have your breakthrough bleed, get your period, etc., and then start a new pack, hormones kick in again, and you go from there. Well, apparently with these low overall, about 14 lots of low overall, some of the dummy pills were mixed in with the regular hormonal pills. Now, from what we understand, even though they recalled a million of these packages, we don't think a million women were affected. We think a lot less were. Now, what would be the risk? Well, if you're taking these dummy pills and you think you're taking birth control and you have sex, you could get pregnant. And some people, they don't want to get pregnant, not just to not get pregnant, like Elizabeth Ramalho talked about. You know, what if you're taking Accutane? And it could be devastating for the fetus if you get pregnant. I mean, you're taking these birth control, you know, for more reasons than that. And so our recommendation is if you were taking these low overall tablets, right, or the generic version, immediately take a pregnancy test, talk to your doctor, talk to your pharmacy, and they'll tell you where to go from there. They'll probably have you start a new pack, but they're going to want to make sure you're not pregnant first, okay? Looks like there was a norovirus outbreak. I'm looking this up right now. News just in on a Princess cruise. 200 people sickened with norovirus. I got to tell you, the cruise ships, I mean, I love taking cruises. I love them. But infections just spread like wildfire. They just go zoom. So we're going to be looking at that. But right now, 200 passengers fall ill. No deaths, of course. But I believe they're bringing the cruise line in now. I think there was a salmonella outbreak in watermelon overseas. People in Ireland, Scotland, Wales were getting sick by watermelon. You know how we have the whole cantaloupe listeria thing? They're having a watermelon salmonella issue. That's going on. And then I believe we had a 1 million egg recall, a hard boiled egg recall for listeria. Now, nobody got sick from listeria, but a Minnesota food company is recalling about a million already hard-boiled eggs that were distributed to 34 states because some of them have been contaminated with listeria. Right now, we don't have anybody falling ill, but we're watching that closely. So, my gosh, I mean, just wash everything you eat. Just, I don't know. You got salmonella, you got listeria. It doesn't seem like every week there's something. Every week there's something. Okay. All right. Now, Lance Armstrong. We've been kind of watching what's been going on with Lance Armstrong. I mean, wow. Federal prosecutors were, you know, seeing if there was, this was huge. Apparently, the U.S. Postal Service was a sponsor for the Tour de France. So federal prosecutors were, one, looking at Lance Armstrong and his teammates to see if they were doping up and et cetera. But they were also looking for drug trafficking, money laundering, conspiracy, et cetera. Well, they finally dropped the charges. All right? They don't have a case. They dropped the charges. Lance Armstrong, good, in the clear. You're like, whew, I know. But, you know, this kind of manhunt really kind of rung a bell and really struck a chord with what happened with this Susan G. Komen for the Cure and Planned Parenthood. When we come back from break, and I'd love to hear from you. I'm sorry I haven't given out the number that much today. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Komen pulls their funding from Planned Parenthood for reasons that we'll talk about. And then I guess after they were completely crucified by the media, gave in. So we'll talk about that when we come back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order, world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
I've been telling you about eFoods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from eFoods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from eFoods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the eFoods meals are easy to prepare. 8, eFoods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number 1 reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, I strongly urge you to listen to the archives of our show this week. We covered a lot of topics. Apparently, in Europe, Great Britain especially, there was a study that came out saying more people die if they go to the hospital on the weekends over there than if you're admitted midweek. They say you can't get a lot of testing.
There's not a lot of staff. If there is staff, it's the junior doctors. And they actually find that to be pretty scary, that you have less of a chance to survive being admitted to the hospital on the weekend than going midweek. Now, of course, people could be partying. They could be drunk driving on the weekend. They could be waiting till the weekend to finally be seen. But it was a great topic. We talked about that on the show. Another thing we talked about is people are complaining that they're being told over the phone their diagnoses. Like if they end up having melanoma or a cancerous polyp, they're upset that the doctor is telling them over the phone and not face-to-face. So we discussed that, all right? You know, do you wait the 3 weeks until the doctor gets you in for a follow-up, or do you want the doctor to tell you over the phone so you know? Or do you want the doctor to say, okay, George, I know you don't want your results over the phone, but you need to make an appointment now. I mean, what's more stress-inducing and anxiety-inducing? So we kind of talked about this. You know, how do you want your doctor to break the bad news to you? So please visit GCNlive.com. Go to listen. You'll find me. That's me. Yeah, like I. And then go to podcasts or archives, and you could listen to any show, any week, any time of day, because we do talk about a lot of good stuff. Another thing we did that I want to urge you all to do is we took the Alzheimer's test yesterday. I believe it was yesterday or the day before. Researchers developed a 21 question questionnaire on how to tell if you are developing dementia or your loved one. You know, asking about memory, your finances, and we took the test together. I actually failed it with flying colors, but again, I urge you to listen to the shows this week. I also put this up on my Facebook. Usually, most of the headlines I will put on my Facebook page, so at least you could read and see what we're talking about, okay? All right, so, I did so poorly on the Alzheimer's test. Okay, so let's talk about what happened with Planned Parenthood and Komen for the Cure. So I'm sure you guys have already heard the story. All right, Susan G. Komen for the Cure, they're the ones that are responsible for the Pink Ribbon campaign. They research and they help give grants and funding for research and breast cancer screening and breast care and awareness, and they're probably one of the biggest foundations for this. Very well liked in the medical community, very well liked all over. And they made news this week saying they were going to pull funding from Planned Parenthood. They said they're going to have to, you know, go through their guidelines, go through their criteria. Who knows? Maybe they're having money problems. We don't know. But they had to reassess their criteria and guidelines and reassess who was going to get grants. Komen. That, I mean, nothing new there. Most foundations have to do that, okay? And one of the theories behind them deciding to pull money from Planned Parenthood is because they were under congressional investigation. Now, when they did pull money and the grant from Planned Parenthood, rather than Planned Parenthood saying, you know, thanks, thank you for all the support you've given us all these years. I understand during this time there may be funding issues. We're all on the same team. We're all going for the same thing, women's health, women's education, etc. Godspeed to you guys, and hopefully we can have a relationship in the future. Planned Parenthood, if they would have done that, they would have gotten my support. Instead, all I saw was complete bashing, bad-mouthing, the liberal media going after Komen for the Cure. I have never seen a private institution that does so much good be crucified like that. It was vicious. Apparently 22 senators, Washington, even got involved to browbeat them. So yesterday, Komen for the Cure said, fine, Planned Parenthood, you get your money back. Well, if you'll play nice, here's your money. And they gave the grant back. So now, right now, they're in this predicament where if they have to, I guess to financially survive, cut money to Planned Parenthood, there is going to be a vicious mob-style attack on them media-wise if they ever need to leave. And now it's almost like they're forced to give. I mean, this was vicious. Now, some people are thinking, well, it's a right-wing conspiracy because anti-abortion groups are against Planned Parenthood. Did you know Komen for the Cure was, I mean, I didn't even know they gave grants to, I thought they gave grants to everybody. I didn't know they were associated with Planned Parenthood, And yes, you know, with the exception of the abortion aspect of Planned Parenthood does a lot. You know, they do cancer screenings. A lot of my patients that can't afford to go to the doctor, they go there for their birth control. There's a lot of good that Planned Parenthood does. But the problem now is this was such a media frenzy that now many people who don't approve of funding going to the abortion aspect of Planned Parenthood are going to cut funding. I mean, Susan G. Komen for the Cure, they obviously had a reason to cut funding, okay? I mean, either they were getting pressure or they were having money problems. And honestly, their first objective has to be to survive, financially survive. They're no good to anybody. They're no good to any of these institutions or clinics or any underserved population if they aren't financially stable. So their first objective should be to do that. Unfortunately, after what happened, they now have to, looks like, give a Planned Parenthood their payout every year. And this is scary. And I think it put Planned Parenthood in the most horrible light. And now, what does Komen for the Cure do if they ever have to leave? Not to mention, now Planned Parenthood is going to probably be financially screwed because people are going, oh my gosh, if we give to them, are we ever going to get out? What if we decide to back out? Are they going to make it look political? And I'm going to tell you something. I mean, even if it was political, even if Komen for the Cure was like, wait a second here, okay? We're getting too much backlash. We need to help all these millions of women. We really can't be associated right now with Planned Parenthood because it's such a political hot seat. They have a right. They're a private institution. They have a right. How come government got involved with their senators? And how come the media got involved to force them to give funds back? This is probably one of the, I mean, this is so scary. I've never seen anything like this happen. Right now, the Komen people are forced to give money to Planned Parenthood. If not, they are going to get such a media backlash that they're going to lose funding. Mayor Bloomberg got involved in New York, said, oh, I'll give $250,000. I'll give a grant. Everybody coming to Planned Parenthood rescue. Planned Parenthood is going to be fine without Komen for the Cure. Okay, and again, I'm not saying Planned Parenthood doesn't need funding. They do. They do a lot of things for the city. They do a lot of services, but they had no right to badmouth this institution that probably gets most of the credit for the breast cancer awareness that we do today, especially with their pink ribbon campaign. I cannot believe Planned Parenthood would have badmouthed them. They should have said, look, let's keep this relationship going. We understand. All right, we're here for you. We're on the same team. Let's work together. And the exact opposite happened. And, I mean, now I am just spitting fire hearing their name. And, I don't know where this is going to go. So now people are like, well, do I give funding to Komen? Because it's going to now give to Planned Parenthood. I mean, Planned Parenthood now is in such a negative light. What's probably going to eventually happen is now a new breast cancer foundation is going to probably have to grow that doesn't get involved with companies or organizations that could blackmail them like this or extort money. So, you know, this is the society we live in right now. And it's really frustrating because the people that are being hurt by this are the millions upon millions of people that are benefiting from these services. Whether it's from Komen or Planned Parenthood, now it's gotten political and it's gotten ugly. Anyway, we got Nevada caucus today. For those of you that live in Nevada, don't forget to vote. It's going to be interesting tonight, but they say it's going to be a win for Romney, so not as interesting as the other ones. But, well, I guess that's it for political news. Whew, that was fast. All right, guys, have a great rest of the day and have a safe Super Bowl.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption.
absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.